Chapter 54. Reviewing the End Result. Location: the Celebration Center. Arriving at the Angel Realm, Nimbus smiled, remembering the ceremony when he received his Angel's Associate Master's degree. But his favorite part was meeting Raphael and experiencing the human essence spray with all of its benefits. As he floated into the Celebration Center, Nimbus saw that Raphael and Michael were waiting with his dad and Taz. The three clouds bumped into each other like football players after a score. Raphael, with a familiar grin, greeted Nimbus with a squirt from his human essence bottle, then handed him the fluted glass of the golden nectar. Nimbus beamed and took the glass as they all toasted each other gleefully.
"Michael, I hear you have been promoted," Nimbus said with affection and pride. "You have got to be beyond excited."
"My promotion? How about yours? Congratulations, Nimbus. You are now an Angel's Angel Level 1. But remember, with this kind of advancement comes great responsibility. Unfortunately, I will no longer be in charge and around to mold your wings."
"I was promoted? I get wings?"
Suddenly, Nimbus forgot everything he was going to say about resigning and moving on.
"It's an idiom about the wings, but yes, you were promoted."
"Wow," he said, looking at his dad.
"I'm so proud of you, son," Cumulo said, bumping him affectionately. "Likewise, Nitro," Taz added.
All raised their glasses and toasted Nimbus.
"Thank you, but who will replace you, Michael?" Nimbus asked, taking a gulp of the pathway to a delicious experience.
"I will," Raphael said, raising his glass again.
I'm happy to hear that," Nimbus said.
"Well, enjoy the libation while you can," Raphael said, pouring himself another. "My nutrition card is being revoked by Haniel, the lofty head of proprieties, and unfortunately this spray bottle has run out for good reason."
Raphael shook the empty human essence bottle.
They all laughed and then started telling their stories of the ups and downs of being in charge of almost ending the world.
"Your turn, Michael," Nimbus said. "We have saved the best for last."
"My turn, huh?" Michael said with a sigh. Well, it all started when you were gathering the cloud forces at the Arctic Circle."
He took a deep breath and raised his hand.
"Then there was the word, and the word was good."
Michael's audience was spellbound as they listened, half buzzed and half exhausted. His maturity and demeanor were so godlike that Nimbus could hardly breathe. And all he could think about was that he was going to miss him terribly. Then he caught sight of his dad smiling at him. He smiled back and realized that he still had a dad. No, he really had his dad.
"I was as scared as all of you," Michael stated. "Maybe more when I went into the space of no space, no time, no me. It's called the void, as you know. But then my fear dissolved when I felt this powerful energy. It was the greatest high I have ever experienced. It was like the unknown became known. Through all that ecstasy, I was assured of the positive outcome for all of us. But still, it was up to me to make it so by completing my mission."
Michael tried to do the same story version that he had done with Raphael, but soon realized that the clouds didn't care and were only interested in the outcome of the words he had chosen.
"I decided that deleting a word from the human language would eventually cause an imbalance again in the long run. All words are necessary and are needed at different times for different reasons. The program is actually perfect, I realized, but it just needed to be tweaked and rebalanced. So the upgrade stands and will go into effect as designed."
Michael saw that Nimbus was the only one left that hadn't dozed off. He stopped talking, seeing that his favorite was perplexed.
Michael, how am I going to work as an angel's angel when I don't know anything about the human being?
Nimbus, you have been floating to higher elevations for some time now. A certain percentage of human beings have been evolving also. It will be your mission to seek out those that want to know more about the universe. With your angel's angel curriculum for the next 2 years, you will learn to see and know their differences before you have your first assignment.
Well, how are they different?
They are determined to explore and examine their own interiors and unjam the debris that is accumulated in their flow. They understand that their fears are just an illusion, so they are able to continue on their path without becoming crazed.
Oh, like those joining cults?
Yes, like those joining anything with superior ego-driven intentions. You will learn the difference and help them when they get confused. Also, there are human beings working solo. Not all are committed to work with the perceived like-kind others who create, but they still hold the unique generating desire. And Nimbus, creation is all there is. The One is the master creator and is looking for a few good creator companions.
The One wants partners?
It appears so.
Then maybe I do need to be a human being after all, Nimbus said, and shaped himself into his favorite baby bed mattress.
Michael smiled. Nimbus, there is no going back. We're all needed to do our rightful jobs. Don't think I'm not extremely uncomfortable about moving on to my different vibration. Who am I to get such a position?
Oh, you are my best friend, Michael. Nimbus started tearing up and leaking on Michael.
I will always be available to help you, Angel Heart, Michael said, dabbing his head with a tissue.
Angel Heart? Nimbus shifted into a cute cauliflower shape. Does that mean that you will be there through thick and thin?
You'll always have a shoulder to cry on, Michael said.
Nimbus's drizzle changed into a mist. Can I ask you something that might be in a no man's land?
Okay, knock your socks off.
You mean it's okay for you to spill the beans?
Nimbus smiled at Michael. Ask away, cliche specialist.
Do angels get to time travel?
Oh, that is definitely in my no-fly zone.
They both laughed and enjoyed listening to the loud snores of their companions, sounding like the buzzing of bees around their heads.